The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This episode of the Old Dogs REI Network is brought to you by Mino Studio. Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice, so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Hello, old dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show, where we have special episodes not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Well, welcome, old dogs. Before we get started with today's topic, I just wanted to say hello. And as you can tell, I have a kind of a head cold here. It's like the flu going around, and my whole family has it. Hopefully next episode won't be as bad here with my scratchy throat and all that stuff. I did want to tell you guys just a reminder here that we do have an Old Dogs Facebook group. And if you'd like to join us, it's a closed group. But if you let me know that you'd like to be in the group, I could go ahead and add you. Some of our more Facebook talented people have figured that out, and I guess they go there and if there's a request, and I can just answer it and let the person in the group. But I don't really know how to tell you to do that because I'm kind of new at Facebook and all that stuff. So you guys can, you could also just email me and I'd be happy to add you, or whatever way you can reach me. Maybe you can, you know, instant message me or something. I don't know. But, either way, I'd love to add you. The idea of the group is basically just a place where we can gather and we can, you can meet other investors. We can talk about things. You can discuss episodes that have aired on the podcast, or maybe articles that we've written in our blog, or ask questions as you're moving forward with your real estate investing. So feel free to join that group. So today's topic onto that is how to buy apartments that aren't for sale. Now, the good news is that it's a great time to buy apartment buildings. The bad news is everybody else knows that too. So you have to really be creative here in terms of finding good deals, especially if you're just starting out. Finding good deals is getting increasingly difficult as more people are scanning the horizon for those diamonds in the rough. So how can you find a great apartment building at a great price? You could start with the newspaper. You could call a broker, go online, LoopNet or someplace like that. These are all good ways. Of course, since you're looking at the same properties as every other investor, it's not always easy to beat the competition to the great deals. You might get an incoming call from your broker on an off-market deal. That's what we all strive to get. But especially if you're just starting out, those calls may not be that frequent. So is there a better way? Why not look for properties that aren't yet for sale and make an offer? This is where you'll find the real diamonds in the rough. An ad, for example, in Craigslist, stating exactly what you're looking for can sometimes attract someone interested in selling. Or maybe a personalized letter or postcard sent to a list of long-term owners of properties in your target area that you've tracked down in the county assessor records of that target market that you're interested in. These methods can take you direct to seller not going through agents or brokers. So by avoiding the middleman, so to speak, there are great advantages. Besides getting a great price that you might be able to negotiate with that owner, you can also maybe talk to them about seller financing. You can get a good price, both not just for you, but the seller will be happy with the price, hopefully, that you can negotiate with them, and both parties won't have to pay real estate agents' commissions as well. So buying apartment buildings that aren't for sale starts with a three-step search process. First, decide what you're looking for. Clearly identify your target property. Do you want duplexes, for example, fourplexes, or larger apartment buildings? The second step is to start looking for properties that fit your criteria. For example, you know, and really define this, and everyone's going to have their own numbers for this, but, you know, let's say, for example, it's got to be a mom and pop owner, cash on cash return of 10%, 20%, 30%, cap rate, it's built between 1975, 1990, you want to buy something that's at least, you know, 10, 15% under market. You prefer 20% under market. Now, the criteria there is really key, and that's what you're going to be looking for. And once you have that information, you're ready to start contacting the owners. So how do you go about buying an apartment building from non-sellers? Well, first of all, don't limit yourself to just fixer-uppers or other problem properties that seem more likely to have owners willing to sell. Most owners of rental properties have thought of selling at one time or another, and this is true. In fact, a lot of them are thinking of it all the time. You know, what am I going to be able to sell this for? Or maybe, you know, I'm done. I've been doing this for a long time. I'm ready to sell it, but they just haven't started contacting people and made that happen. So you could actually make that happen and help them out in that regard. You can tell when or why a landlord is ready to call it quits. The key thing you can, you know, in order to do that, is just by asking. You know, as you contact these people, you just ask them, hey, are you ready? Are you interested in selling? And of course, tact is everything. You want to be sensitive to these people. And when you call the owner, you know, say you're an investor, not a broker. And those of you that are brokers, maybe you have to say you're a broker. I'm not sure. But either way, it, you know, just is better to come in from a investor standpoint. Then tell him or her, you know, what you see, and that you can have an offer ready for them in a week if they're interested. And what if the owner's not interested? Well, if they're not interested, thank him or her politely and hang up. But tell the owner, you know, or follow up with the owner and with a nice note or a letter with your card, because investors often buy from owners that change their minds. If the owner is interested, well, explain that you are an investor, so your offer will be based upon your return on investment. And that means you need to see the books, you need to see the rent roll listing the units and what they rent for, plus current occupancy. You also need the total income and operating expenses for at least the 12 months. I prefer like 24 months if you can get it. Then you prepare a confidentiality agreement, actually do that before your call, and let the owner know you'll sign it and deliver it before you see the books. The reason for this is that a lot of owners don't want their tenants to know that they're selling. They have a relationship with them, and they, you know, that it may be a very involved thing. So you let them know you'll sign this confidentiality agreement right up front, and that you will not make that information public. So, you know, in that, of course, you're going to be restricted in terms of going in and seeing some of the units. So, you know, you have to wait till there's actually an offer in hand. And then at that point, it'll be obvious if they've accepted your offer. And at that point, you'll say that we'll have to have an acceptable inspection time frame and so forth as a contingency in the offer. So why should you buy income properties this way? It's simple. Having no competition and no sales commission can mean great value to you as an investor. You not only can you get a better price, but you should probably be able to, if the seller is open to it, to seller financing, which means you don't have to tie up your valuable cash, and you can use that for other properties that you buy. Also, instead of waiting for your broker to call, you know, you with that perfect property, which is kind of the standard way a lot of folks do that. Now, we call our brokers a lot and we stay on them and so forth, but you could speed up the process by going direct to seller. Look for it, find it, and make an offer. That's how you buy a great apartment building at a great price. Well, that's it for today. Again, this was, I talk about tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques. Well, this is a tip, a short little tip that can be valuable to you as you are starting to seek out and find properties for investing. Keep in mind, Old Dog listeners, everything presented here that I mentioned will be accessible through our show notes on the Old Dogs website at olddogsreinetwork.com. And the show notes are in the blog section. So just look for the blog, click on the blog, and you'll find that. So until next time, remember, cash flow is king, and real estate investing the means. Thanks again for listening, and God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.